Every day you are hearing stories about the digital divide. When we talk about the haves and the have-nots, often it has to do with technology, the ability to get online, the ability to access information. Harvey Hollis is the manager of strategic partnerships. He is joining us now on WJR, and we're talking about Human IT, a key partner in the city of Detroit's fight against this digital divide. Hi, Harvey.
Good morning, Marie. Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great. We're glad you could talk to us this morning about the digital divide and Human IT. Talk to us a little bit about the partnership that's going on right now.
Okay, well, the partnership we have is a campaign called Empowering Digital Detroit. It was created with Human IT and the city of Detroit through the Mayor Duggan's Office of Digital Inclusion. And essentially, it's a call to action for Detroit businesses to pledge their decommissioned technology to be refurbished and given a second life right here in the city by donating to communities who need them, to students, seniors, and families.
Harvey, what's interesting about this is I think, as Marie mentioned, every day people hear about this digital divide, and this has been something that many people for a while now, including yourself, have been trying to bridge. How far have we come, and how much more do we have to bridge that distance?
Yeah, we have some work to do here in the city, and the city is doing an excellent job with the setup of Connect 313. It is a big operation that involves a number of corporations and residents in the city of Detroit to really begin to address this issue. When I joined this effort in March of this year, we were about 40% of all Detroiters not being digitally included. Today, we reduced that number, but we have a long ways to go before we get there.
And we are talking to Harvey Hollis, the manager of strategic partnerships for the city of Detroit, talking about this digital divide. I understand that so far, your goal of all this is to gain a half a ton of, or 500,000 pounds, we should say, of unwanted technologies from the business community. You're looking for donations for all that used equipment that maybe is just sitting around collecting dust. It can be put to good use.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the waste that goes on in America, each year, 7 million tons of e-waste, that's electronic or technology waste, is put in our landfills. About 15% of that is recycled. And so there's a ton of opportunity. So we have an audacious goal, and I want to really stress that, of 500,000 pounds of electronics by the beginning of October, and that's coming up. That's anything with plugs, except appliances, laptops, tablets, cell phones, chargers, cords, headphones, server racks, stereo speakers, etc. And as part of that campaign, we're also donating 1,000 laptops. The goal was to donate 1,000 laptops to community-based organizations and nonprofits. Now, the Empowering Digital to Detroit campaign launched in April of this year. That's celebrating Earth Week. It's really making an emphasis on our environment. And it concludes in the first week of October, which is National Digital Inclusion Week. And so far, during that phase of our effort, we've received nearly 275,000 pounds of old technology. And we will exceed our goal with nearly about 1,300 laptops donated to Detroiters.
You know, Harvey, I'm going to be interested to hear how people can get a hold of you, because I think I can speak for so many people. You know, just in the workplace, there always seems to be that room where that stuff just kind of collects after a while.
Exactly.
You know, for whatever reason, just put it in that room, and it's kind of known as that room. So if you're somebody that has that room in your workplace and you're looking for something to do with it, how can people get a hold of you, Harvey?
Yeah, that room, when you walk into those rooms, it feels like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's a vast waste. But you can get a hold of us at human-i-t.org/donate. And you can also call us about our programs at 888-268-3921. So it's and easy of to get a hold of us. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're going to put that information on our website so that if you didn't catch it, we'll have it for you so that you can, if you have, as Sean says, that room, because we all know, we all do have that room at our places of employment and maybe even at home. Maybe at home it's just a drawer that has all that stuff in it, but there is a, they're going to put it to good use through this program. And Harvey, also, this program for you is not just getting technology in the hands of kids, but also seniors. You want everyone to benefit from the ability to access technology and the information that comes with it.
Absolutely. We believe that technology is a right. It's not a privilege. And so if you're a senior, if you are a student, you have to have access. People need to study remotely, apply for jobs, attend telehealth appointments, contact and connect with distant family members, or explore new ideas and perspectives. I mean, so it's everyone. It's no one should be left behind in terms of this world we're living in this year with technology and the lack of access to that technology.
It is fascinating to hear you say that because, Harvey, I think a lot of times, you know, we think about the kids and rightfully so, but think about yourself and not having the ability to take a look at things on your phone, to play the silly app that you're addicted to, but nobody knows that you're addicted to, whatever the case may be. All jokes aside, this is something that, quite frankly, should be available to everybody.
Absolutely. When I was growing up, if you lost your wallet, you go bonkers. If you lose your cell phone today, it's enhanced. Everything is technology driven, and that's critically important. COVID really showed us that, right? I mean, people really had to depend on technology. And what companies found out is that they could also be profitable with the right technology in the place of their employees. And so if you're living in today and you don't have access to technology, you're not plugged into access to jobs and other things that are needed in order just to subsist and be successful in this country.
And again, the that divide between the haves and the have-nots used to be a lot of things, but now it really comes down to technology. It's the people who have it and the people who don't. And the people who don't are at a big disadvantage. Harvey Hollis, Manager of Strategic Partnerships, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, go to our website, WJR.com. We're going to post all this info. As Sean said, if you have that room where you work and you want to do a good thing today, donate that material. They'll come. They'll take care of it for you. And you can do some good for the community. Thank you, Harvey, for joining us. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
And, you know, Sean, also, we have to remind people the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club. I know WJR, huge participants in that event. And their purpose there, too, is their fundraising arm to that event is providing technology to kids in the city of Detroit and how important that is.
Yeah, they've done such a great job the last couple of years of really, I think, to me, Marie, making people aware that this is an issue. So many people live in their world and they don't even realize that this is an issue. So let's change it.
Yeah, absolutely.